Tonight, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis 1, verse 26.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 reads this way: "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of prayer, asking your blessings on the message tonight and on the prayer time to follow. Bless, Lord, and we'll be careful to give you all the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message tonight is "The Work of Grace Unto You." The work of God's grace unto you. Way back in the book of Genesis, this is amazing. What is the grace of God? We know it's God giving us what we don't deserve, right? And not giving us what we do deserve. And so here we find, and we're going to see tonight, just for a few moments, the work of grace unto us, that comes to us, really, is the work of our triune God. I'm not opposed to the word Trinity, but triune has the idea of three that's one, three that are one. Trinity is a little bit more separated, but they're both will suffice. But we have a three-in-one God, and that's a little bit hard for our mind to understand, but we're going to look at that here in just a little bit. But this all starts way back, listen to this, in the book of Genesis. We're going to go to Jude. There's only one chapter in Jude, so we're going to go to Jude 1, which means verse 1, here in just a moment. But I want you to see something here in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. "And God said, let us," there's the triune God. God the Father is speaking to the rest of the Godhead. "Let us make man in our image." Can we fathom that? God said, we are going to create mankind in our image. God is honoring us to create us like himself. That's amazing to me when you stop and think about it. God is the only one with, you know what I'm saying, that can do that. And he breathed unto us the life, the breath of life, and we became a living soul. Not just a life, but that soul has eternity on the horizon and the intent of God. So here's what I tell people. What about my pets? There's going to be animals in heaven. I don't know if it's going to be your pet. But if you want your, when you get to heaven as a saved child of God, if you want your pet to be there, I think God will give you that. I think God will, I don't know if that's the case. When we get to heaven and we see Jesus, we're going to understand all different kinds of things that we don't know on this side of eternity. I'm not saying that pets aren't going to be there, but here's what I am trying to say, that a life is different than any other animal. We are not animals. We are human beings. Now, some, not all, in the scientific community would like to classify you and I as animals, because that just homogenizes and confuses the distinction that God made between mankind and animal kind. Right? We're different. We're a living soul. So listen to this, verse 26. "And God said, let us make man in our image." So let me ask you this. Was it the will of God to make you and I in his image? Way back in the book of Genesis, it was God's will that you and I be made in his image. Do you know that's still the work of God? Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question. Don't answer this out loud. It's not a trick question. It's an eye-opening question. So that is the cause or the purpose in the fallen race to redeem us and to sanctify us. Do you know what the work of sanctification is? To separate us holy unto God. To separate us that God's will would be fulfilled in your life and mine. That's amazing. That we might be representations of the life of God, in the image of God, by the power of God. So here's the question. Don't answer this out loud. Whose work is it to sanctify the saved believer? Whose work is that? There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You're going to see something tonight. Maybe you're already aware of this, maybe not. But anyway, let's look at verse 26 one more time. And we will be done really in about 5 minutes here, okay? But listen to this. And God said, verse 26, let us, that's the triune God, make mankind in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. That's God's plan. That was God's will. So what did he do? Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. I'm not going to get into all the mess that's going on today, because the world without God does not like anything that God has to do. But God is not concerned about what they're thinking and what they're doing. God is in control of all of that. So, Brother Kevin mentioned something in his prayer. Something to the effect that God wants to fulfill his will in us. And here's what caught my attention. If we'll let him. If we'll let him. That's the only thing that's holding him back. Because God will not supersede your will. He will be invited. I want to remind you, the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, when the Lord had resurrected and the Lord made as he would continue going on, and they constrained him, compelled him to stay. Come on in, the day's far spent. They wanted the presence. They knew it was the presence of God. They didn't communicate this until after he had vanished out of their sight. Because remember, they said, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, as he opened up the scriptures to them? Didn't our hearts burn within us? They didn't even have this conversation yet. Listen to this. Listen how the Spirit of God works. They didn't even have this conversation, but the one disciple said it to the other disciple, somehow knowing that they both had experienced the same thing without having a conversation. How does that happen? God. They both knew what they were experiencing because they were in the very presence of God. So the question is, do we want God's will in our lives? And do we love the idea of God's will? Not do we do God's will, do we love and want God's will? That's the difference. That says a lot about where our hearts and minds are at. All right. So whose work is it that sanctifies us? When you're set apart, you're made like Christ. When you're sanctified and set apart, you are empowered by the power of God, not of man, and the fruit of the Holy Spirit begins to be produced in our lives when God's power is on us and when the sanctifying work takes place. So let me ask you this question. Whose idea was it to make man in God's image? The whole God, the whole triune God. The whole triune God. Whose idea is it, and whose work is it, to sanctify us? All right? Well, let's take a look at that. Go over to the book of Jude. That's the book right before the book of Revelation. I know you know that. Jude, verse 1, says this. Ready? Jude 1 says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them, listen, that are sanctified by who? God the Father. And preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. It's God's work, is it not, the Father of sanctification? All right, let me invite you back over to the book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in who? Christ Jesus. Called to be saints, that has the idea of being sanctified, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that is the will of God the Father and God the Son, right? Let's continue on one more place. First Peter, right after the book of James. First Peter, back towards the book of Revelation, chapter 1, and look at verse 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctification of the what? And it's capitalized, so it's the Holy Spirit. Unto obedience. Listen to this. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God, God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. That is a work of the whole Godhead to set us apart. We get to thinking God the Father is doing this job and God the Spirit is doing this job and God the Son is the Redeemer. But I want you to know the whole Godhead wants you and I to experience all of the grace of God. And it is their job, amen, all three of them, to sanctify us. And the sanctification takes place exactly the way salvation took place. It was all his work, was it not? To bring the conviction, the enlightenment, the understanding, and then all we did was receive it, and God did all the work. The same is true about the work of sanctification and the grace of God. And by the way, here's a wonderful truth. It's already been given. It's already been given. All you have to do is take God at his word. And we'll begin to experience in a powerful way the work of grace unto you. Let's look at that verse one more time. Notice this in verse 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen, grace unto you. That's God's work. And peace be multiplied. God says, there it is if you'll have it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word, the understanding that you bring to our hearts and minds about the wonderful work that you've given to us and the wonderful promises, Lord, that are already ours if we will just by faith receive what you've already given and done for us. Bless the rest of the time as we break off for prayer. And Lord, may you be honored and glorified to build Northwood Baptist Church for your honor and glory. And we'll give you all the praise. Again, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.